With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
We got the story about the blogger that's just being destroyed online. So the guy comes out and he admits he's got a wife.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I do help around the house, chores and stuff,
right,
just so he can get lucky.
What's
he calls it chore play, and now he's being slammed for not being decent enough just to want to do it, to do it, because it's his responsibility. He's doing his fair share. But he's like, nah, I do the chores so that I'll get the sex.
Yes. Duh.
And I usually always take the woman's side, and on this one, I just can't. I cannot. I just don't understand it. I don't know why anybody would be mad at this guy.
I have no idea.
I have several examples. And I believe I'd like to take calls on this, 1-855-FU-BILLY.
Right.
Just your thoughts on this. He calls it chore play.
I don't see what the big deal is. Yesterday, like in my trash can in my house, right, I have like the city trash can. I just throw whatever in there. Dog poops in my yard. I bag it up. I throw it in there. And it becomes really gross. Okay, well, there was like some maggots in this trash can, and I was like, this is disgusting. And if I lived by myself, I would have just let it keep going, because it's outside by the, like, I don't care, it's in the street. Have maggots all day, whatever. It's not no bother to me, but my chick is, she's like, we got to take care of this, And so I got to go out there and get pneumonia and bleach, and I had to wash out a trash can yesterday.
Oh.
And I never in my life would have done this. If it wasn't, because I do these things to try to have sex.
To get sex.
Yeah. Yes, right. Like, I would have never, that thing would have became a maggot, centerpiece. Like, there would have been so many maggots in this thing. But because my chick asked me to do it, and I want to get sex from her, then I did it.
This guy's holding a sign.
What's
nothing
a big
hotter.
Deal?
Basically, he's holding a sign. He says, helping with housework so you can get lucky is called chore play.
Right.
I don't have a problem with this, but a lot of people were upset at him, and one person said,
you should just do house chores, what, because you want to do
them? Because you want to, because you're doing your fair share.
Listen, ladies, there's not a lot guys do that isn't for sex.
Well, and one person's like, you should do that because you want to be a good partner, not because you're going to get some sexual favors in exchange for doing stuff you should already be doing.
Listen, ladies, if your man brings you lunch to your job, it's because he wants to have sex.
If he does
something
anything.
Extra at the house, it's because he wants to have...
Sure,
if he buys you a new purse, it's because he wants to have sex.
Yeah, but he's being nice. He's doing it because he wants to make you happy.
Get the booty.
But yeah, he wants...
Everything's to get the booty, ladies. That's all we're after.
Ruth.
Do you not know this by now?
Hey.
What's up, Ruth? Do you have a problem with this blogger that is honest? He's come out. He admitted, look... I do this so that I can get the sex. I clean the dishes. He mops the floor. He does the laundry so that he can get...
I love it.
Yeah, so that he can have the sex. Do you have a problem with this?
No, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's cute in theory that the guys would do it just to make us happy, but they want us happy so we give them sex. So ultimately, it still leads to the sex.
Yes.
Right? Isn't that why?
Nobody wants to do chores. That's ridiculous. You don't do chores because you want to. You do them because you have to.
Right.
And there should be a reward at the end of that.
Yeah, and so
my friend and I actually spent quite some time detailing out like a star chart, like for kids, but for our husbands.
And nice.
They would stand to earn better rewards if they did things without asking. Or if they did things that weren't on the chart.
I love it.
We came up with some pretty interesting stuff.
I bet. Can I hear some of the cool... So you have a star chart for your husbands, and when they do stuff without asking and they do nice stuff like helping out around the house,
they
get a star. And then what are some of the rewards that they'd get? Like if you get four stars?
So if they do like say three things on the star chart, then they'll get a handy, but it'll be a surprise handy, so they won't know when it's coming.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, is it a stranger's hand or your hand?
No, it'll be my hand for sure. But who knows when it'll happen? It could be in the middle of the night and they wake up to it. It could be, at dinner somewhere. And they don't know, and they're just like, what's happening?
Handies are terrible.
Yeah, they are.
Surprising. It can be terrible, but if you know what you're doing, it's okay.
All right.
And then they just kind of go up from there.
Oh.
So,
What, anything?
The whole chart talks about the butt. The whole chart is
it's a butt chart. So basically, if he does the whole chart, then he gets the fart.
Yep. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yes. I get to Sparta where he farted.
Two good things that come out of it. A clean house and a happy marriage.
Yes, it really does.
I like nothing wrong with that. Now, if you think about it, reverse, as a man, we could be offended that you have a star chart for a guy. Like, ooh, that's awful. He's not a dog.
Right.
He's not a kid.
But he also doesn't know, like somebody who does it all the time, like what all has to be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate your chart. I think it's great.
I don't either.